This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today. I had the chance to see him in Anaheim a few months ago at the Scale Up Conference, David Merman Scott. David, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, it's great to be here, Derek. Thanks for having me on.
I love the concept. Give us some more broad strokes about this topic. Like, what are you seeing? What are some brands that you see doing it well? Can you give us some broad examples so our listeners can kind of connect more quickly to the concept?
Yeah, absolutely. But first of all, you know, working with my daughter has been great because she's 26 years old. She's a 26-year-old millennial woman. She happens to be mixed race because my wife is Japanese, so she was born in Tokyo. You know, and I'm a 50-something white guy, so it was cool to write with her because we're so different. And what we really dug into is the neuroscience around the idea of fandom. And my daughter Reiko graduated with a neuroscience degree from Columbia University. So we interviewed a number of different neuroscientists. And it turns out that we humans are hardwired to have a deep-seated need in our deep unconscious to want to be part of a tribe of like-minded people. So when I'm at a Grateful Dead concert, I'm with my tribe. When Reiko's with fans of Harry Potter, she's with her tribe. And that's a really important concept when it comes to fandom, is that what you're really doing as an entrepreneur to build fans of your business is you're creating a tribe of people who are like-minded, who then are eager to want to do business with you because they want to be part of the tribe you've created. An example of that, and I love talking about examples in surprising businesses, because people get the idea of fandom, Derek, when you're talking about, say, a sports team or Harry Potter or the Grateful Dead. But how about this? Are you do you love your auto insurance?
Not particularly.
Not particularly. I've asked that question of thousands of people. Nobody says they are. And there's a company called Hagerty Insurance. They do classic car auto insurance. And I was speaking with McKeel Hagerty, who's the entrepreneurial CEO of Hagerty Insurance. He told me, David, everyone hates my business. Everybody hates auto insurance. So I had to do something different. I couldn't just be the low-cost provider or advertise by spending more money than other people because I can't outspend the geckos. So what he said is, I just decided to double down on the idea of growing fans of my business. So what he does is he goes to, he and his team now, he's a huge team, go to hundreds of classic car events a year in North America, where they're meeting with people. They're part of the tribe of classic car lovers. They have a YouTube channel with something like a million subscribers. They have a driver's club where there's a virtual community where one member of the driver's club can meet other members of the driver's club, 600,000 members of this driver's club. And they are now the largest classic car insurance company in the world. They're going to grow by double. They have grown by double digit compound growth every single year since McKeel Hagerty founded the company. And they'll grow by 200,000 new customers this year. So Hagerty Insurance created a massive fandom around a product category that everybody hates.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.